USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The nation's Secretary of Defense has prostate cancer and is hospitalized due to complications from a surgery to treat and cure it. The news confirmed by the Pentagon on Tuesday.
He was admitted to Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and underwent a minimally invasive surgical procedure called a prostatectomy to treat and cure prostate cancer.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder explained to reporters it's the reason Secretary Lloyd Austin has been staying at Walter Reed Medical for the last week or so. All this amidst criticism of the fact White House officials and the president were not informed of Austin's hospitalization for several days. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity to do his job, even when it is to challenge the results of an election he lost.
And if you don't, as an example, if this case were lost on immunity, and I did nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong, I'm working for the country.
Trump spoke to reporters following his appearance at a federal appeals court hearing Tuesday. He said if this case is allowed to move forward, it would open a, quote, Pandora's box of political prosecutions in America. The White House is rejecting any claims that Israel is involved in a genocide in Gaza. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The submission against Israel to the International Court of Justice distracts the world from all of these important efforts. The charge of genocide is meritless.
Blinken's remarks came after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. Thanks to nationwide severe winter and windy weather, FlightAware is reporting there have already been around 700 new flight cancellations as the deadly storm continues to batter the U.S. Flights were being grounded through Tuesday afternoon at airports from the Northeast to the Midwest. At least four people were killed in Tuesday's extreme weather. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do an escaped leopard?
We're live from the zoo where a leopard has escaped.
A growling stomach, an uneaten tuna sandwich, and a backdoor doggy door have in common? They can lead to an unexpected kitchen renovation.
Yeah, hi. Is this the zoo? Your leopard is in my kitchen.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The claim is being pushed out of Washington that Russia is launching ballistic missiles supplied to it by North Korea into Ukraine.
Multiple Ukrainian civilians were killed in the strikes and dozens were injured. Now, these strikes are horrific, they're inhumane, and they serve as yet just another reminder of the brutality of Mr. Putin's war.
That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday. He said these missiles have been launched in recent days and violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. Kirby repeated the call for Congress to pass more foreign aid for Ukraine. Bail is set at $750,000 for the man charged in the suspected murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Attorneys for Dwayne Davis tried to argue in the Las Vegas court Tuesday that Davis was neither a flight risk nor a risk to the public. He had filed a motion seeking leniency, but the court judge set bail at that amount and then set a source hearing and laid out house arrest conditions. Dwayne Davis is accused of killing the rapper back in 1996. The Tennessee Titans are saying goodbye to head coach Mike Vrabel, announcing his departure on Tuesday. The Titans, at 6-11, didn't win enough games to get into the NFL postseason this year. Vrabel led the Titans to a 54-45 record overall in six seasons as head coach. That includes three consecutive playoff berths between 2019 and 2021. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.